So picture this. You're a young female starting her first day in college, and you're super excited to start this new chapter in your life. You're walking into your first class of the morning, and the first thing you notice is a class filled with just white males. And they all look at you and give you a weird look, making you start to wonder if you were in the right place. So you slowly back out and you look at the door number, compare it to your schedule, and you're like, no, this is the class I'm supposed to be in. You walk in, you take a seat right at the very front, the only seat left because you were running late, and you wait for the professor to come in. And about 5 minutes later, he makes his way through, and of course, he's an older white gentleman. And the first thing he does when he walks into the classroom is look right at you and give you a weird look. And then he proceeds to ask you, excuse me, miss, are you in the right class? And in that moment, your heart drops and your eyes go wide, and you feel like you're about to hyperventilate because it is embarrassing to be in the wrong class on your first day. And you respond, well, I'm here for Java 101. This is what the class number that's written on my schedule. And he looks at you and he goes, yeah, this is the right class. Turns around and begins his lesson. And this story, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what I experienced on my first day of college. And I can remember that day like it was yesterday. And I could not focus at all during class because all I could think about was, why would he assume that I was in the wrong class? And the only explanation was that, one, I was a female. And the other one was that I was a hijabi. And I knew right away it was not because I was just a female, but was because I was a Muslim female. And I know that because it's something that I experienced all throughout my life. And it was something that I constantly got. People always assumed that I was not from here, that I was from back home because I wore the hijab. They always assumed that I didn't speak proper English. They always assumed I wasn't as smart. And it's unfortunate that that's what I always get when people see me, because they're so wrong. Just because you look different doesn't mean you're any different than anyone else. And it's not only here in a Western society that people automatically assume that if you wear the hijab that you're not from here. It's also back home. When I went to Lebanon to visit family about 2 years ago, people were really surprised that I lived in the West and wore a hijab. They expected me to not be close to my religion. They expected me to have strayed off the path of Islam. And it's so sad that that's their association to the West, that if you go there and you go to raise your family there, that you're going to lose your path. And I hate that here in the West, people assume I'm not from here. And people back home assume that if you are from the West, that you're not a good Muslim. And so it's a constant struggle that I've had throughout my life. And it's something that I've learned to deal with. And I'm probably going to have to continue to deal with, because there's not much I can do. The only thing I can really do is educate those who come in my path that think like that. And honestly, I've become a little tired of doing it all the time. But what are we going to do? Now, you're about 2 or 3 minutes into this podcast, and you're probably wondering, who is this girl that's been ranting? And I would love to introduce myself. I am Shifa Abdul, and I am your host. You're listening to the Muslim Next Door podcast. And this is a podcast that I wanted to create because I felt like there was this void in online presence for Muslims. And now there's a lot of modest fashion influencers, and there are Muslim podcasts out there. But I always felt like there wasn't anything that I could relate to, or anyone I could relate to, because we all have our different views and different opinions on the world. That I wanted to create something that I could go on and share my experiences of being raised in a Western society. And I also wanted to create a platform where I can have other people in my life who I respect, and other people in the community that I respect, that could come on here and share their experiences as well. And hopefully any of you who are listening could relate to and feel like there was someone who was similar to you, who shares similar views and opinions on different topics in the world, whether it's religion or in pop culture or politics. And I feel like a lot of people assume that we all think the same and act the same way just because we're all Muslims. And in fact, that's not true. We're all very different people, and we're all different people with different ideas and different thoughts, and I wanted to get on here and share mine and create a platform where others could share theirs too. And another big reason I wanted to start this podcast was because I love to talk. I could talk for days, and I've always been like this ever since a young age. I was always a very curious kid and a very talkative kid, and my mom used to call me a radio station, and it was the funniest thing ever because she'd yell at me because I talked so much, and she'd be like, listen, if you don't have anything important to say, don't say it. But I didn't care. I wanted to talk about anything and everything. But this confidence and this love for talking only ever showed in my home. Once I was outside of the four walls of our house, I was a very quiet and shy kid. And a lot of that was because I was always so visibly different than everyone. I was not the best looking kid, so I was bullied a lot growing up. But I also wore the hijab at a very young age, and it was a decision that I made for myself. And making this decision, I had to deal with a lot of prejudice. I had to deal with a lot of questions and weird glances. And kids are bullies. Kids can be mean. And so I had to deal with that from a young age. And I think that affected my confidence in a huge way, because I was very afraid to put up my hand in class because I was scared I'd embarrass myself and people would make fun of me, because people were making fun of me whether I raised my hand or not. And I found that the less I talked, the less I was bullied. And so publicly, I was a very shy kid who was afraid to do anything. But at home, I was this rambunctious, ambitious child who would climb up the sofas and jump off and want to do every crazy activity that you could do. But that was only in the house. And my mom never realized that there was two of me, the loud and curious kid and the quiet and shy kid. And I never broke out of that until I was in high school and I met a group of people who pulled me out of that quietness. I turned into the bully in high school. And a lot of people would look at me and be like, you're hijabi, you shouldn't be a bully. But it's like, I was bullied so much to the point that I was now bullying people. And a lot of my bullying stemmed from the fact that I was a visible minority. And I went to a public school and I was the only girl wearing the hijab. And I got a lot of questions and stares, even from my fellow Muslims, because we were young, no one understood it. It was something different, something they weren't used to seeing. And being the only kid in the school with it on, a lot of people didn't understand it. And so a lot of this really affected me and affected my ability to be confident and to be talkative outside of my home. And because of it, I missed a lot of opportunities. And so in college, when I changed and I became to be very talkative, I realized I'd missed out on so much in life. And so I started focusing more on school and focusing more on goals. And now that I'm 23 and I've achieved all my goals, I found myself with nothing left to do. And especially with the pandemic going on with COVID-19, I found myself sitting at home all day, considering now I work from home. I found myself with a lot of time on my hand and I didn't know what to do with that time. And so I was like, maybe I should invest it in something. But what was I going to invest it in? I wasn't confident enough to talk into a microphone and put it on social media. And a good friend of mine kind of gave me that shove that I needed. And she said, listen, you have a lot of good opinions. You have a lot of good views. And I think people would want to listen to you. I was like, you're crazy. Not going to happen. But we'll see. So beginning of the pandemic, I created this podcast. I laid out the episodes. I laid out the structure. And I created the Instagram page and the cover art. And it just sat there. I didn't do anything with it. I didn't post any of it. And I just sat. And only about 2 weeks ago did I think, I really want to do this. And that was because I fractured my foot. So on top of working from home, I was very locked down to a single spot, because walking around the house is a struggle when you're walking on crutches. So I found myself staring at the wall, everyone in my family going out and moving around and doing whatever they wanted to do while I was just stuck. And I figured, why not? Why not put my time into a podcast and talk into a microphone and share it with the world? And so that's why I'm sitting here and you're listening to me. And what I hope to create with this podcast is a platform where people can come on here and share their opinions and their views and not feel judged and not feel like they're wrong for thinking that way or feeling that way, because we are all very different people and we all have different beliefs and hopes and dreams in life. I also want to talk about my experience with the hijab, and I want to talk about my parents and the way my parents raised me as a Muslim, and I want to talk about other topics as well, whether it's politics or it's pop culture, anything that I feel like is relevant to me and relevant to the Muslim community in any way. And so this first episode is going to be pretty short. I just wanted to introduce myself, have you guys listen to me, get a sample of what you're going to be looking at and listening to if you do continue to follow me on this journey. And I hope you do, because whether there's one person listening or there's 20 people listening or 100 people listening, it's something I want to plan to continue to do. And so putting this out there and putting out to people that I'm going to post something at this time kind of gives you the sense of accountability. And that's why when I got that final push and I decided to go ahead with it, I was like, that's it. I can't back out. And it is Sunday, 12:34 a.m. and I'm recording this. And I had said to people, I'm going to post this Monday morning. So I got to get off here, edit this, get it all figured out and get it posted, because I need to stick to the schedule and I want to continue doing this. So if you did enjoy this and you want to continue listening to me, I don't know where you found me on, whether you're listening to me on Anchor or Spotify or Google Podcasts. This is where you can listen to me. And if you want to follow me on my journey, you can follow me on Instagram at Muslim Next Door Podcast, or you can follow me on my personal Instagram, which is shifaa.abdul, so at shifaa.abdo. And I will put those in the caption below, and you can go ahead and follow me there if you'd like to follow my journey. Tune in every Monday. I hope to post more episodes, and I hope to talk more about different topics. And if you have any topics for me to talk about, suggestions, any comments you want to make about the way I did this, let me know, because I'm still learning. And this is a journey for me, and it's a journey I want you all to come on with me, and I hope you like it. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for listening. I'm your host, Shifaa Abdul, and this has been the Muslim Next Door Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay 6 feet apart, and don't miss your prayers. Take care. Until next week.